Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. And leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Nancy Kapp from the Presbyterian Church here in Pierre. And leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance today, and we're not supposed to tell anybody that it's her birthday, Sarah Prince of Canton, South Dakota.
Let us bow together in prayer. Gracious God, hear our prayer as we gather this afternoon. Be with these legislators as they meet and deliberate. Grant to them clarity of vision, courage of conviction, and the wisdom to create that which is essential for the good of South Dakota. Holy God, we ask for your presence and your guidance for this body. May each member exercise his or her responsibilities wisely and prayerfully, and may decisions be made in accordance with your will. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll, please.
Baumgarten, Bradford, Bruner, Buckingham, Cutler, Davis, Diedrich, Dennert, Dykstra, Elliott, Fain, Frost, Frisley, Garnos, Gassman, Gillespie, Glensky, Glover, Hackle, Haley, Halverson, Hanks, Hargens, Haverly, Heinemann, Hennies, Hills, Howie, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Yerke, Clout, Koistenen, Kraus, Krebs, Kroger, Lang, McCoy, McLaughlin, Miles, Marshall, Nelson, Nordstrup, O'Brien, Olson, Peterson, Peters, Putnam, Roush, Rave, Broden, Roberts, Round, Schaefer, Siebert, Sigistad Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Torno, Turbeville, Volandra, Vanette, and Van Norman Valley, Weems, Wick, Willinson, Speaker, Michaels. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Matthew Michaels, Chair.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1071 and Senate Bill 16 do pass. House Bill 1072 do pass and be placed in the consent calendar. House Bill 1070 and Senate Bill 54 do pass as amended. Joni M. Cutler, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1067 and Senate Bill 69 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1077 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Larry Roden, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1056 do pass and House Bill 1055 do pass as amended. J.E. Jim Putnam, Chair.
Messages, please.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Concurrent Resolution 1001, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit here with Senate Bills 7, 8, 22, 31, 44, and 62, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Patricia Adams, Secretary.
Before we move on with motions and resolutions, Representative Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for this opportunity for a personal privilege. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, as you probably have known since this morning, the abate of South Dakota's annual legislative day is today. Many of them is referred to as Biker Day, but the fact remains that these folks throughout the state of South Dakota are ongoing with regard to the South Dakota motorcycle rally at Sturgis, and we know how important it is that those dollars and cents on the revenue continue to flow in, so we're very glad to have that industry within our state. I'd like to take just a minute and say that Representative Mike Buckingham, who is not here today, in honor of his position with our industry, we've put his vest on his chair to show that he is indeed one of the riders in this state and continues to support motorcycle industry. At this time, with the approval with the Speaker of the House, I would like to recognize the motorcycle industry and the motorcycle riders that are here today, if they would stand and be recognized, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Putnam.
I would like to leave you with this, if I may.
Ride to live, live to ride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You are truly born to be wild. Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My student must have had a leave because of the weather, so thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Any other personal privileges or introductions? Representative Glover, is your group here? Probably because of the weather. Okay. Thank you very much. We will now move on to motions and resolutions to our visitors. We'll be having a motion to recognize our pages here, our seniors in high school who have spent the last 2 weeks here helping us and assisting us, and we go through this ceremony regretfully, but it is a very nice resolution and ceremony. Please read the motion.
Representative Roden moves that House Page Resolution 1 be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, today we're going to honor the best group of pages we've had so far this session. Seriously, these young folks have done a fantastic job, and we're going to miss them, and I guess we'll look forward to getting a new group next week. But at this time, I'm going to read the House Resolution Number 1, House Page Resolution Number 1, I'm sorry. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 80th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Cody Braun, Douglas Carlson, Kayla Fritz, Garrett Gassman, Whitney Johnson, Jody Kaup, Larry Klipfel, Sarah Price, Jill Rounds, Mallory Schaefer, Ron Shippey, Sally Thayer, and Rachel Tollefson. Whereas the above named served loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 80th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 80th House of Representatives expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 80th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service, adopted by the House of Representatives January 21st, 2005, Matthew Michaels, Speaker, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk. As I read your name, please come across the stage behind me and line up down in front here. Cody Braun. Douglas Carlson. Kayla Fritz. Okay. Garrett Gassman. Whitney Johnson, Jody Kaup, Larry Klipfel, Sarah Prince, Jill Rounds, Mallory Schaefer, Ron Shippey, Sally Thayer, and Rachel Tollefson. Let's give them a big round of applause.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunoff.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, we must have had some communication, but right above you is a wonderful young lady from Madison, South Dakota, that has adopted several of us legislators, and I would like the legislators to acknowledge her. She's right behind you. Her name is Randy Stadell, and she is with her mom and dad and her sister. Please give her a warm welcome to the South Dakota Legislature.
Welcome. That's great. Thank you so much. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Roden moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Commerce on House Bill 1039 is found on page 100 of the House Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Are they here?
As they come up, we'd like to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, we have interns that are college students that stay with us the entire term, but we've tried an experiment that we're going to repeat, thankfully. We have Jennifer Coates and Brian Simmonsma, who have been helping us from Dakota State with our computerization skills or lack thereof, and they have just been amazing bringing us in to the 21st century. So we'd like to thank you for your service and another indication of the high quality of our education in this state. Thank you very much. Thank you for your service. I understand we have a server problem. If you could get on that, I appreciate it. We're going to jockey around here a little, and I'm sorry. We're going to have the first reading of House bills. And then we're going to go to the Senate first reading so that we can get out of here.
House Bill 1091, an act to revise certain dates used for the purpose of determining whether real estate taxes are delinquent. House Bill 1092, an act to provide for a commercial real estate broker lien. House Bill 1093, an act to allow certain non-public school students to participate in interscholastic activities at other non-public schools.
Speaker assigns 1091 to taxation, 1092 judiciary, 1093 education, 1094 commerce, and 1095 health and human services. And we will proceed to order of business 13, first reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 7, an act to revise the notice requirements for road district elections. Senate Bill 8, an act to revise certain provisions concerning voter tabulation systems. Senate Bill 22, an act to change the agency required to provide certain information regarding the value of railroad property.
For our visitors, this is a procedure required by the Constitution to have these read in open session. Senate Bill 7, the Speaker assigns to local governments. Senate Bill 8, local governments. Senate Bill 22, taxation. Senate Bill 31, transportation. Senate Bill 44 and 62, state affairs. And then we will revert to order of business 11. That is the second reading of the consent calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, the consent calendar, and that's all the calendar that we will handle today, are bills that came out of committee unanimously. It's an efficiency mechanism. They cannot be debated, but questions may be asked of the sponsor. If any member wishes to debate them, then they're pulled off the calendar, and we'll have one of those bills today, and they will be debated then on the next legislative day, and that's Monday. Consent calendar, please.
House Bill 1060, an act to authorize the Secretary of Revenue and Regulation to issue a cease and desist order to vehicle, snowmobile, manufactured home, and boat dealers for certain violations, to authorize imposition of monetary penalties for failure to comply with a cease and desist order, and to modify the reasons for suspending or revoking a dealer's license.
Senate Bill 1060, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1060. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will please proceed to vote. on final passage of House Bill 1060.
Garnas votes aye.
This requires two-thirds majority vote.
Representatives Cutler, Wick, and Gassman. Wonder where Wick went. There he is. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, nays 1.
House Bill 1060, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
House Bill 1047, an act to authorize premium discounts for small employers who meet certain carrier participation requirements.
House Bill 1047, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1047. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1047. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Representatives Glover and Diedrich, we'd like to welcome today, in this iffy weather, the Bone Steel Fairfax High School government class and their teacher, Chris McGregor. Would you please rise? Thank you, Mr. McGregor, for bringing them.
Representative Haley. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, excused 3.
House Bill 1047, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
House Bill 1036, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the determination of agricultural income value for property tax purposes. Representative Dennard has requested that House Bill 1036 be removed from the consent calendar. House Bill 1074, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the maximum term of promissory notes issued to municipalities.
Thank you. House Bill 1074, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1074. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will please proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1074.
Frost votes aye. Representatives Glensky and Dennard. All members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, excused 3.
House Bill 1074, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Second reading of House bills. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the balance of today's calendar be deferred till the ninth legislative day.
Is there a second?
Aye.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carried. Enjoy being here. Announcements. Announcements. Representative Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 7:30 Monday morning, the House
Appropriations will meet with the Joint Senate, and we will hear bill briefings.
Announcements. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs Committee, Monday morning, 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Peterson.
I move we adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carried. The no came from the person who lives in Pier. Everyone drive safely.